So just as I mentioned animals as teachers, there are many things that can teach you. Animals can teach you the state of no mind. Silence is an incredible teacher. Silence when you're at home, silence out in nature, simply to become aware of that dimension, there's a shift inside you. Stillness arises the moment you become aware of silence, because the mind is noise. So you use that as your teacher. Silence teaches you that state. You only have to be open to it. For most people, silence doesn't even exist. They even feel uncomfortable when there's silence, and they say, okay, let's make some noise. Or if they can't make noise, their mind gets even noisier. The more silent it is, the noisier the mind gets, as a resistance against the silence. And yet, it's so simple to just listen to, be aware of, pay attention to silence. To the mind, that's not a nice thing to do. There's nothing there. And yet, at that moment, a consciousness that is beyond mind arises. The moment you become aware of silence, the inner silence is there. And then it's no longer just silence, there's a quality to it, there's an aliveness, a preciousness to it that is not understandable through the mind. There's a goodness to it. There's something unbelievable in that. It's like some vast power enveloping you within and without. And that vast power is incredibly benign. It's actually, the only way I can put it is love in the deepest sense, because it is the oneness. I remember I said love, what is love, is the recognition of oneness, of knowing yourself as the other. The oneness is love. And these statements are more like poetic statements. You can't figure out mentally what I'm saying. I'm only pointing to that state. The silence, there's a vast power in that silence. That's why somebody said silence is the language God speaks. Everything else is a bad translation. So it is something infinitely precious. And it's far more than silence, we're just using that word. There's an infinite power within and without. And it has a gentleness to it and yet incredible power to it. And it is love itself. It sounds strange, but that's how it is. It's always there. When it's not there, it means you've cut yourself off from it. And inner and outer merge in that. Even the entire energy field of your body is silent, but alive. And there comes the human mind. And even when once you dwell in silence, the inner silence I call stillness. Once it's very helpful to use outer silence as a teacher, especially in nature, and then after a while you don't even need that anymore, because wherever you go, you have the inner silence is there. And even in the middle of a city, noisy city street, there's a stillness inside. And we are not dependent on outer silence, which now it's back. But whether that machine is going or not, it doesn't affect the inner. But until you become deeply established in the inner stillness, or the inner stillness has emerged more fully, it's very helpful to use silence as your teacher, the outer silence. I mean, you don't need any other, if that were the only teacher you have, it would be quite enough. If you never read another book on spiritual things, or never went to another workshop or another talk, and all you did was to remember to listen to silence whenever possible, that's all you need. Through that, the new consciousness, the stillness would emerge more and more in response. And then there's a meeting of inner and outer silence, a oneness. At this moment, silence is teaching. You may find you drift out of silence and then move back into it, out of it, mind comes in, and then you move back into it. That's fine. I mentioned last night the most profound statement in the Bible, be still and know that I am God. It's time for the body to move a little bit and we will take a break. Stay connected with the body as much as you can. When you listen to other people during our lunch break, listen from a place of stillness. Just listen. So bring a little bit of this into your lunch break, that state, without becoming self-conscious about it. Thank you.
This concludes The Realization of Being with Eckhart Tolle. Music by Stephen McNamara. For further information on lectures and workshops with Eckhart Tolle, you may visit his website at www.eckharttolle.com. You may also visit Namaste Publishing at www.namastepublishing.com. To order additional copies of this program, or to receive a free catalog of over 400 transformational audio and video tapes, please call Sounds True, 800-333-9185, or write the Sounds True catalog, P.O. Box 8010, Boulder, Colorado, 80306. You may also visit us at www.soundstrue.com. Thank you for listening.